Okay, so we're going to be looking at the features of the profiling tools, and what I want to show you is a performance problem that I have in an existing application. Obviously, it's an intentional performance problem, but I just want to show you how it exposes itself in my website. So I have my little job board website here. I hit the login button. I type in my user ID and password. Go ahead and type that right in there. Hit my login button. And if I want to come out here and actually look for jobs, right, if I want to go look at the jobs out here, I hit the search jobs link. And what I've uncovered is that when I type in C sharp and I hit search, it just kind of sits here for a while and sits here and sits here. I have three jobs out there, so it shouldn't take that long to return back with some job posting. So I want to figure out what's really going on here during this process, because I really need to tune this. My users aren't going to be real satisfied with this performance. So I'm going to go ahead and close down Internet Explorer. I'm going to come back over here to my solution, and I have the code open here. So this is the job board website. This is the source code behind that application that you just saw. I'm going to come out here and I'm going to go underneath my tools menu, go to performance tools, and start myself up a performance wizard. Now I get kind of a kick out of this because when you think of a wizard, you think of a long, complicated process, and it's going to be walking me through that long, complicated process with a wizard. It's going to ask me just a couple of questions. What do I want to profile? You'll notice I can profile my website, my job board website right here. Can profile my class library, I can profile executables, DLLs, ASP.NET running applications. I'm going to actually use the source code that I have hit next. And then I have two mechanisms I can use for profiling. One is instrumentation and one is sampling. Sampling actually polls your computer and your processor to find out what is it running at a specific point in time, and it polls on a set interval, and you can control the interval. Since it's doing a polling mechanism, it's a lot less invasive than instrumentation, but it's also a lot less accurate if you're looking at like a call tree. So if you want to get really good call pathing information, instrumentation is going to be a better way to go. Instrumentation actually injects markers into your underlying assemblies, and they essentially emit messaging saying, I am here, and the current time is, whatever the current time is, and it takes all that data up, calculates it together, and gives you timing information. So I'm going to do instrumentation, hit next. Okay, so it's going to do the output of this project will be profiled using instrumentation. I hit finish. It's going to open up the Performance Explorer over here in the background on the left. You're going to see that. Hopefully, this will all go ahead and finish up for me there. Here we go. And so you'll see job board over here. Here's my target. I can right-click on job board, go to properties, and I can manipulate settings if I want to. And the only thing I'm going to manipulate here is I want to collect .NET object allocation information and lifetime information. So what the profiling tool is going to do is it's going to tell me how long every method takes to execute, and now it's going to also tell me how much memory each one of those things takes as well. So I'm going to get memory allocation on all the different objects that get created. Click OK here. All I have to do now is come over here, hit my little launch button, and it's going to launch the Performance Explorer, the profiling tool. It's going to run my website, launch it up for me, and then what my job is to run through the slow part of the application, get to that slow spot, and actually have it record all the timings. So I'm going to hit my login button, come out here, type in my user ID and password, log in. And go through the same thing that I did before. I'm going to hit search jobs. But meanwhile, while I'm doing this, it's getting statistical information behind the scenes on how long everything's taking to execute. So I hit search. Does its slow thing again. I'm like, okay. I got the information necessary. I'll log out. Close down my website. And now what's going to happen is it's going to aggregate all the information that it recorded during my session run. And now it's going to show me a little report on that. So while it's doing that, let's create some more space because I'm going to have a lot of data here. So we'll want some space to actually see all this. In fact, I'll unpin that. And let's start by looking at the call tree. So this is the call tree of my application. So this is a great place to start. And you'll see here I have job search ASPX process request, which goes into process request, goes in through here. And what I want to show you is the data over here on the far right. I'm going to actually shrink this up a little bit so we can see this. So I'm not going to look at the allocation so much. We're going to see the allocations that we have. I'm going to actually right-click on this, go to Add or Remove Columns, and come through and scroll down just a little bit here and look at the elapsed exclusive time and the elapsed inclusive time and add those to my view. Pull those over to the right, and we're going to look at this from a timing perspective, and then we'll kind of gander at the allocations. So what you have here is two key metrics, elapsed exclusive and elapsed inclusive. What exclusive time is how long did a particular method take to execute, excluding everything that it calls, right? So method A calls method B. How long did method A take if it hadn't called method B? That's the elapsed exclusive. Elapsed inclusive is how long did this method just flat out take? So if I look down through here, we're going to first off see that I have a pretty big elapsed inclusive time right here on this process request. And then I have another one right down here that the elapsed inclusive time is really large for this button search click. Okay. If I go drill down into this, what we're going to see is notice how the exclusive time is relatively small and the inclusive time is big. Okay. What that's telling me is how long did this take, excluding everything that I called, and not very much. But then we'll see a difference here, and we'll see this bind grid method. Bind grid has a huge exclusive time, which means even if I cut out everything that bind grid calls, it still took a lot of time to execute. That's a very high probability that that's where my problem is in my application code. The other data that we have here is we're going to have information about object allocations. The better way of looking at this is by going to the allocation option here, or even the object lifetime option, and you can actually see how many instances of different objects were actually created, how much memory they took in memory, the total percentage of memory that was allocated for those, and so forth. So if you're creating large objects, you want to know how often is this object going to be created in my application, this is a great way to do that. But for us, what we're going to do is we're going to just worry about the performance problem, which is now apparently in this bind grid method by looking at these elapsed inclusive and exclusive times. So let's go ahead and just leave that up. Let's go find job search ASPX. That's really all we need to do there. So I'm going to go under job seeker, find job search, right click on this, view the code, and go find that bind grid method because that bind grid method is apparently taking a while. So I'll just select that, hit bind grid. And lo and behold, there's our performance problem. Somebody put a really big loop that just sits there at the beginning of bind grid. Obviously, this is a coded slowness in the application because I want to show you something glaring there that was very easy. So in many cases, you're going to be looking for more subtle things in the application exclusive, inclusive times there. But it's still a great way to kind of data mine where things are running slow in your application. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. So notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.